Welcome back to the Making Sense of Money podcast presented to you by P1FCU, where we tackle all the financial topics that matter the most to you. I'm your host, Tanis, and today we have Sharon Berry, the director of the St. Vincent de Paul. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome. It's glad to be here.
Yes. I thought we could start off by you telling us kind of where your passions started or where your journey started with St. Vincent de Paul and what led you to being the director.
Well, I started at St. Vincent de Paul about 23 years ago, and I actually started as a cashier. Mm-hmm. And I loved what their mission was all about and what they did for the community, and I stayed and stuck with it and moved up and went into the office, and now I'm the director.
How cool. Yeah. It's like hopeful too. It's such a position like being a cashier to start is that really shows that you actually love what they do and you truly believe in
exactly.
in the work that they're doing. So that's really awesome.
Exactly. I really do. That's where my heart is.
Oh, amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about who St. Vincent de Paul is and what you guys do in our community?
So we're a nonprofit organization, and we have two thrift stores in Clarkston and Lewiston. The money generated in those thrift stores goes to our social services, where we do a number of things. We help with food, bus tokens, gas vouchers. We try to do rent and utilities when we can, clothing, furniture, whatever, so many things, whatever we can do for the community.
Sure. Oh, how amazing. What are some of the biggest needs that you see in our community or, in the other St. Vincent de Pauls that you've visited? Or
really, the biggest one right now especially is food.
Yeah.
Food is this week in 2 days, we saw over 100 clients and a lot of that's food.
So kind of what's going on in the world and the government.
Exactly.
How has that, obviously it's changed some things, but that's not something you would normally connect with St. Vincent de Paul. So you've seen a big change as far as the need.
The need has been greater. And, it's increased shoppers in the stores as well because they're on budgets. So they tend to go more to the thrift stores to get that, deal.
Absolutely.
And that better.
Yeah.
Save money.
And obviously the holidays coming up too. Is this more of like the busier time for you guys?
It is. Typically. Our stores are always busier during the holiday season, and social services as well. The need is greater.
Yeah.
So we see it on both sides.
Has the demand for services changed in the years that you've been involved with St. Vincent de Paul?
It has.
Yeah.
It increases every year a little bit more and a little bit more. And our social services is ran completely on volunteers.
Oh, wow.
So that's why right now we're only able to be open 2 days a week because we just don't have the volunteers and the manpower. So,
The holidays can obviously be a busy time for everyone. Why do you think that it's especially important to remember our local nonprofits during this season?
People find themselves in need at Christmas time, and there's a lot of families out there that have to do without, and we struggle this time of year as well. So it's important to remember that we have those extra clients that need the assistance for Christmas, so they have a Christmas.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And not only that, but with this being your, busy time, volunteers, like you mentioned, that's probably also really important and meaningful.
It is.
So if someone doesn't have the financial means to, donate donate items or money, whatever that looks like, how could they make a difference?
If they had any spare time, they could come and volunteer their time and help that way. Or even if they have things laying around the house that they don't use or need anymore, they can donate them to the store to help generate the money for our social services.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Is there any items that you guys don't accept?
We don't take the large appliances, that type of thing. We just don't have the manpower for it. But We take just about everything as long, you know, gently used.
Gotcha.
Gently used items.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
For anyone that's listening that needs assistance but is just too afraid to ask, how can they reach out to you or find you?
They can call the store. They can look up St. Vincent de Paul and call either store, and they can get me directly if they need to. They can call our social services also on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but I would be more than happy to direct them in the right direction and kind of talk them through it, make them feel comfortable.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. And you've been in the community for, is 25 years now?
Yeah, about 23, 24
mm-hmm. years. What is something that you wish everyone knew about the power of community support, and specifically in our community?
How important it is, and how much I've really seen the community around here come together, especially at holiday time.
Yeah.
I think it's a passion of mine to see everybody come together and help each other out and do what they can to help those that don't have anything.
Yeah. The season of giving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
There is something special about that. One last question that I have for you is a question we ask all of our guests, and that is, what is one thing you wish you knew about money earlier in life?
You know, I thought about this question a lot, mostly to save it, you know, and I want to say, if you're young and listening to this or whatever, credit, you know, your credit is so important. You know, money and credit go hand in hand. And
absolutely.
Something I wished I would have paid more attention to when I was younger.
Same. I think a lot of us are in that same boat.
Yes.
Very important. Well, thank you, Sharon, for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
You know, there's a lot of good stuff that I think our community and our surrounding communities can benefit from. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you to everybody for tuning in. We hope you learned something new today and feel one step closer to making sense of money. Don't forget to check out our newsletter and subscribe at p1fcu.org. We'll see you next time.